Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boys, if Jamie asked you to write something on her profile about her, what would you write?
I would just say she was in The Sopranos.
Okay.
Wow. You've really gotten to know us over this.
I'm really confident about our relationships here.
If you make that guy come, did you just make the come?
Sure. Not today.
So, you know what I forgot to tell you from a while ago? Somebody, because we were like, you know, we were just sitting here listening to the theme song before we go. And you said, if anybody out there could tell us what they're saying in our theme song, we want to know. And somebody wrote, I can't believe you guys don't know what they're saying. They're saying, not today, pal, not today. And I was like, wow, this person is. Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't have any social media, so I could have commented back. But I wanted to be like, no, we meant the other.
Oh, by the way, part. Do you want to understand how tired I am? I literally was like, oh, God, you idiot, Jamie, you didn't know that? I was just laughing at myself. But yes, no, I'm aware that it says not today, pal.
But it's a walkie-talkie stuff. Or
that's
the,
right.
Yeah,
the subway announcer or whatever.
Taxi. It's a taxi cab.
Yes.
Whatever that's called. Yep. Walkie-talkie, whatever.
Yep.
So listen, I have stuff, but do you want to just take it away?
Well, no. First, I have a little story. This goes out to one of our listeners. So Cutter was on a golf trip yesterday and the day before with some guys in our neighborhood, like 4 hours away or whatever. And it was at I guess it's like a destination where you do like a guy's trip. There's like a bunch of little cottages, whatever. And he was leaving and one of the guys came and ran out and was like, Cutter, you got to come back in here. And this girl, I think either she was like the bartender or the waitress at this club, was like, are you Cutter Dykstra or something like that? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I know all about you because I love Not Today, Pal. And they talk about you all the time.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And
that's
then one
big.
Of the guys on the trip was like, oh, yeah, I listen to it too.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, I just saw somebody this morning who was like, don't you have a podcast? And I was like, oh, yeah. And they were like, I love it.
Shout out to the listeners.
Shout out to the listeners.
Wow.
Yeah. So you told me you wanted to take away today's pod.
I did not say that.
That's what
first
I heard.
I said I have a surprise for you
right,
today.
You said you did some homework.
I don't feel like if it's like out of the gate what we do, but I made a dating profile.
All right.
I didn't. I've never been on any of them. So I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do, but I sent Zolo a bunch of pictures that I would have chosen if
so your
I was
surprise
making
for me is the exact thing I asked you to do last week.
Surprises that I did what you asked me to do. Exactly.
In the car here, you're like, I have a big surprise for you. I was like, well, I wonder what it is.
Well, I don't think you were expecting me to actually follow through and do it.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just picked some questions that I thought maybe somebody would answer on a dating profile.
This is great.
So this is what I did. I don't know is this what we want to start with?
Please.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my thing to start with today was going to be a very angry Rob. So this is great.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What
so
do we got?
Zolo, I just sent Zolo like 5 or 6. So that's my opening shot.
Okay.
What do we think? Because I feel like I need you need to be invited in to see more photos of me. So
yeah.
This photo I have like big sunglasses on. I'm smiling. I'm in a little sundress. I'm clearly at there's some strange mouse.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
clearly
even realize
Easter
was
or
behind
something.
Me. Some event or something. But I felt like this shows that I'm like fun, playful.
I think it's a
shows
great,
you my whole head to toe.
I think it's a great pick. I think there's something missing where it's like, I don't know if it's because it feels like a red carpet or something. You know what
it's
I mean?
An
Instead
event.
Of yeah, that's the thing. I think it needs to feel
well,
more.
Well, I'm an actor, right? So I feel like I
Are
feel
you
like
though?
I have, but obviously I didn't put any pictures of me and my kids, so this isn't real. So I didn't understand the assignment fully. Like, is this Jamie, like, if Jamie was not me? Or is this Jamie if, like, Cutter is no longer with us and I need to get out and out and about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. R.I.P.
But I didn't include my children in this. Just well, so listen, we know.
That's
a fantasy.
Choice. Next week you could do the one with kids.
Okay, this is my fantasy. This is not single this is... mom. This is just still single in her 40s, Jamie.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. This is a surprise.
This is what we're working with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's my first shot.
Okay, okay? I like it. The only thing I don't like is that it does feel event-y. I would like somehow to feel more, but this is if we're trying to make the perfect dating profile.
Well, let's go see
profile.
The rest and then go for it.
For sure. Maybe this isn't the first picture. That's the thing.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. It's just me at home in like a swim cover up, no makeup with my dog.
I like it a lot. I think that's great.
And you can
great.
See I'm an iPhone user.
Yes. It says your text will not show up
that's
green.
That's right.
Yeah. It says you're chill. Boys, what do we think so far?
10 out of 10.
10
really?
Out of 10.
You would swipe. You would swipe right.
I'm swiping.
Oh, Jamie!
Wow,
Jamie, are you kidding me?
I feel real good.
You're
okay.
In the top. You're a 1%er on
wow.
dating apps.
I love
come
you, Cutter,
on.
But no. This is feeling good. I start going for it. You're gonna be shocked at the photos I've put in here. Rob.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Shout out to Bean, by the way. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Do you think this? I felt like this shows my body, but it shows I'm adventurous. It shows I will.
You really did. You did some homework.
I love
Jamie.
Animals, kind of. Okay, so for those
of you. That doesn't look like the face of someone who loves animals right now.
I mean, so I said kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the ocean
yes.
in a bikini with a carrot in my hand, and there's a large ass pig bigger than me with a carrot in its mouth that it just took it from my other hand.
Did anyone else think those were hot dogs?
Oh, is it a hot dog?
I thought those were hot dogs.
No, I thought it was carrots.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, from here.
I thought you know my memory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's your review of this?
Listen, I like it. I think you're showing your body. Again, the adventure, whole thing. The only thing is I wish you were smiling in the picture. You look a little scared.
I wanted to show that I'm funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I have a sense of humor.
Again, I think these are all good pictures. The problem is I don't think we have our... Or cover page.
Okay,
yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm on. But okay. I think this is the 9.5 out of 10. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
There you go. That's
is that
good.
The cover photo? Okay. So yeah, for those yeah, of you yeah. at home, again, this is me holding up. I was at a margarita making class and I'm holding like a very large margarita and I'm cheersing with someone and the person that I'm cheersing is taking the photo and I'm looking coyly at the camera.
And then under it, it could be some sort of thing about how you're a great date because you learned
how
to make margaritas.
Oh, do you have to caption every photo?
You can, you cannot.
Oh.
But it could be a great thing where you're like, I learned how to make the perfect margarita, you know?
I can make you a perfect margarita.
Yeah, you lure in those alcoholics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say again, though.
You don't see.
Who the fuck's this nigga, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who this guy is behind the camera.
That's a woman. It's another girl.
I don't know.
She's got some manly hands, huh?
I can't tell. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at the background, and I'm like, maybe this is too fancy for me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm too fancy.
Yeah, we all know Chad gets angry by hot chicks in fancy situations. Right. But the thing, you know what's so funny? When you were saying, who is this guy? I say guy. Any in the back? I thought you were talking about that guy in the back. I was like, geez, man. I was like, you're strict, bro.
No,
yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Who's that guy?
Yeah, I think that guy was working the event that I was at.
So let me ask you this.
What?
If you see any dudes on a dating profile, you don't like it?
It's not that I don't like. I mean, I want to know. I want to know who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do some digging. I'm going to be like, is that the ex? You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
The picture that you're going to put
on
there,
but what if it is?
That's weird.
Really?
That's weird to put the ex up there, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
But if it's like a super hot chick who's cool, is it going to bother you? Like, and is it going to stop you from...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not this far. I'm already swiping. But
oh yeah, of course.
But if I was, if I was, yeah, it's just like because you know what I feel like we're gonna come to is that like oh yeah, me and him are still great friends. Like oh,
that's what
man.
I was gonna say. Do you think I captioned this photo as like me and my ex are still friends?
Yeah. Me and my ex enjoy a cocktail every now and then.
He's the guy in the back there, yeah. Sitting in the chair in the corner. Okay, next.
Yeah, that's your cover, I think.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Your cover photo, I think.
All right, so this is a picture of me on a red carpet. I'm like modestly dressed.
Over what I've seen so far, because Annie's given me a face, sorry. It's either this or the margarita picture, but the other ones I just don't get. I think this is, you get, Annie, what are you thinking? You're giving me a face.
I mean, I'm just confused as to why you're not saying this is a venti. This is definitely
this
a venti.
This is a literally a venti.
Well, it is, but the other one, because this is like, this. I know this is a venti. You know what I mean? This is an event. Where the other one was like, I don't know, it feels eventy, but there's like a rabbit or a fucking mouse. Like, I don't.
It's like the first one better.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the cover.
Wow.
The other one kind of gives me the impression that she's going to have me run a bunch of errands for her or something.
That one?
Yeah. Oh, see, I like that.
Really?
Because I'd be like, get the fuck out. I'm not running your fucking errand. You know what I mean?
This is giving a will you hold my purse vibe.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be the guy, Cutter can tell you about it, waiting at the end of the carpet with my purse.
See, when I was dating somebody, I was always the one on the red carpet. I would kill for the person I was dating to be like, hey, hold myself, I'm going to the red carpet.
It's for
like,
sure.
Oh, thank God. For I don't sure. have to do this fucking loser shit.
That was funny. I get the vibe that I'm going to be the Instagram boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
From this?
Not from all of it. I feel like I'm going to be the dude holding the camera a lot.
From
and
all my
pictures.
Photos?
Yeah.
Really? I think
that, which is not, that's not a.
But they're not like specially curated and I'm not doing like, I thought they were more candid, but okay.
I think so. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. Some dudes are into that. I'm just saying that's the vibe that I'm getting.
Well,
wouldn't care. I'm cool being the Instagram boyfriend. That's cool.
I'll put in my profile. You will not have to be an Instagram boyfriend. Because if you go to my Instagram, you will see that there's nobody's taking photos of me.
That's a very good caption. Zola, you've been quiet back there. What are we thinking?
I think they're solid. Solid picks so far, but I think we got even better stuff in store.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
okay.
He knows.
Yes, there's one. This is the one that I think's coming that I really...
Oh, is it the one with you on the beach?
No, I'm in a bathing suit.
Okay.
Is that the next one?
Bent over a sink? Oh, yame. I mean, come on. There's nobody's ever... You're not getting one no if you're putting this picture out. There's not one person who's like, nah.
But is this aggressive of me?
No, it's not aggressive. I think this is great, but...
I'm in a bikini for those at home and in like a cabana with a straw hat looking confused.
The straw hat. Yeah. Actually
Cutter did take that photo of me. So maybe this was a little Instagrammy boyfriend, but it wasn't for an intent to post. It was more like, Jamie, you look good. Let me get a photo of you.
You're lucky you're in a bikini because if you were in a black dress, I might be getting Blair Witch vibes for some reason. I'm just saying.
I look a little witchy.
Yeah. My hair's like a little, dark there's and long. A little Blair Witch stuff going on. But listen, I know what's out there on these dating apps. If there's 100 guys, if you put 100 guys in a room and say, are you swiping yes on this profile? You're getting minimum 99, probably 100.
Okay, well, let me read you what I wrote. Was this the last photo?
We have one more.
Oh, we have one more.
Oh, it gets crazier? Yeah, see, that I love. That
I had to put that one in there because I feel like this is Jamie Lee.
That's
this is me.
That says you're probably not going to be the serious Instagram boy. See, that's now you're relieving any worries with that photo. Yeah.
You've taken a sigh of relief. So this photo, I'm in a robe with a jacket, with the hood, a beanie, glasses, hysterical laughing, probably not sober.
You just got, this made it official that an NBA player will slide into your DMs. You just got Annie's full approval.
Yeah, I'm in 100%.
Oh, wow, guys, this feels great. Well, let me read you what I wrote.
I think you did a fantastic job.
I did? This was fun. This was a fun project. So my title, whatever sentence that the first thing you would read about me was, I would say, I'd rather order in and watch TV.
I mean, I think that's what mine says.
Are we a match?
Yeah, I think mine says, like, I won't go out with you. Go ahead.
Then it says, I've heard from people that know me that I'm very nice. Then I said, my best life skills are I always see the positive and I definitely don't give up. I'm looking for someone that has a great sense of humor, is kind, and doesn't mind me watching Bravo. Five things I can't live without are great food, sunshine, laughter, friends, and TV.
Can I just quick sidebar? Did you ever see the interview with Carmen Electra when they asked her what is something you can't live without? And she said oxygen.
No.
Did you ever see that?
No.
And they announced the person's like, excuse me? Like, and she's just like dead serious. Like she doesn't know that they meant like, oh, my phone or like whatever. And she's like, oxygen? Like trying to come
trying
up
to
with
give
a,
like a smart answer.
Sorry, that just popped into my brain. I think those are all great. I think
Where have I gone wrong?
The second one I don't like, but
which is my friends. Well, I was answering a prompting question. I Googled what are dating app questions.
And what one were you answering? Because I've heard from people that
I know that I'm very nice. The question was, how would your friends describe you?
Yeah, listen, I'd rather order in to watch TV. That's an 11. That's the greatest answer. That's the best.
Okay, cool.
My best life skills are, I always see the positive. I definitely don't give up. That's fucking awesome. Five Things, I Can't Live Without, Grave, Sunshine, TV, I mean, fucking perfect. Looking for Someone That's Huge. Awesome. I think just, I've heard from people that know me that I'm very nice. It seems like a lie. Yeah, I would just read that and I'd be like, why is she saying, why does she feel the need to say that?
Right.
Boys, what do we think?
I didn't think that at first, but now I'm getting suspicious.
Yeah.
I just ain't going to be reading. You know what I'm saying? I ain't reading.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures, I'm swiping, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Plus, whatever you write, and I mean, it's all bullshit anyway. So.
Right.
But can I want to say that I think those dating profiles, the reading that stuff is not to get the swipe. What that reading stuff is after you swipe and you've been talking for like an hour or two, you're like, wait, what did this chick say on here? Like, then you go back and then you read it and you're like, what did, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not slam dunk in a yes or a no.
Then usually I'm like, oh, I probably should have read this beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you're like, then you never learn that lesson because I've never read beforehand in my entire life. I barely read after. I think you did. You know what sometimes they also have on there? Oh, here's one for the boy. I got something good. So sometimes on the thing it says, a statement from one of my friends.
Oh.
So you give your phone to your friend and they write something.
So
boys,
what would you write for me?
Well, I want to hear the boys. What would, boys, if Jamie asked you to write something on her profile about her, what would you write?
I don't know. Shit. I ain't a writer. I don't know. Chad, go for it. That's hard.
Wow, guys. Thanks a lot.
I got some real Casanovas in here.
Yeah. Really love me.
Walt Whitman back there.
They're stumped.
Hey, say one thing about Jamie. Three guys like,
I gotta tread lightly here after what happened on the previous couple episodes.
Yeah, I'll speak for Chad. Super hot, my favorite person ever.
Loved her when I was 12.
I would just say she was in The Sopranos.
Okay.
Wow, you've really gotten to know us over this.
I'm really confident about our relationships here. Really confident about everyone feels about me.
Listen, I'm shocked you did it. I'm very proud of I'm very proud of you. I think I do like the exercise of the fantasy, Jamie Lee. Now I think next week, even if you just want to do a few photos, I would like to see the ones you pick with children.
Well, I would only have done like one with the kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, because it's like, what are you showing? Are you showing, hey, I'm posing my kids, or are you like in the house being goofy?
Very hard to find photos of me alone.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
I know, but that's what annoys me when I see other people's profiles is I don't like seeing groups of people. I want to just see you because then I'm looking at all your friends and then I'm looking at the other people.
But then it could be with your mom and your dad, or it could be with grandparents. It could be like you have the dog. You could have, like, it doesn't have, it should never be with somebody who they could mistake for you. Like, oh, is this what, it could be, you know, a lot of girls are like, that's not my kid in the picture. You know what I mean? Like, they take a picture with a kid to show, like, they're, like, motherly. And then they're like, that's not mine. Like, with my, you know, it'll caption, like, breakfast with my
niece.
I'll
have a picture of my kids and be like, these come along with me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, these happen to be mine. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was fun. Thanks for the assignment.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Speaking of children, I have something. Can you play the first audio clip that I sent to you, Zolo, please? So, Jamie, what would you guess that is?
That sounds like a bunch of mothers cheering for their kids at a baseball game.
That's pretty fucking good. These are people reacting to a fucking gender reveal party.
That's your kryptonite.
I gotta say, I would like to get Dr. Drew to have to like evaluate these people, because here's the deal: if somebody says I'm pregnant, mm-hmm. that reaction is okay. You have that reaction. You scream. You're happy. You're this. Then, whatever many months later, when somebody goes, oh my God, is it a boy or a girl? First of all, it's one of fucking two things. Stop it. These people need to stop.
Maybe.
I really want, and here's why I brought this up. And I've changed my thoughts on it. So I always thought, I'm never going to have a fucking gender reveal if I have kids. Now, I'm having a gender reveal. Because if anyone acts like this at the fucking thing, they're not allowed around my kids. This is horse shit.
Is there a video that goes along with this clip?
There were videos, but I don't, you know, you get fucking copyright. Who is it? Strangers. But these, like, there are, I had so many of them, of people losing their minds, crying. And by the way, if you Google gender reveal party death, like, a lot of people have died at gender reveals.
What?
But also, they've started,
from like, heart attacks?
No. From like, oh, we're gonna do like a fucking,
firework?
When we Google it, we'll see. But one was, they did fireworks and they started one of those like California wildfires.
From a gender reveal.
I would like to start some sort of petition, reban gender reveal, because it's just such a fucking asshole thing. The first person who ever fucking
did
this.
When did it start? Here, when they could give
you a pilot died after the plane he was flying as part of a gender reveal party in Mexico crashed on Sunday. By the way, there's so many of these. People are dying to show your fucking asshole self. It's a boy or a girl. Stop it. There's two options. It's A or B. It's not like, this makes me, and then people react like all crazy. It's like, if they were going to react that way, no matter what, people are sick in the head. People are sick, and I want Dr. Drew to tell us what the fuck this is, because I don't think it's normal.
You don't.
This is all in like the last like 10 years, right? Like, this was never, when I was growing up, no. I never heard of this.
Gender reveal was not around for Bo.
Oh, I'm angry about this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It makes me, I am, these people are such fucking, because that whole like, but is there ever more attention on you than when it's like, you're having a baby, you're pregnant, the baby shower, it's all about this. And then someone's like, you know what? I need another party. I need another thing for people.
Well, there is a big letdown for a lot of women, like after their wedding, like there's like a depression of all this gearing up for the day. And then when it's done, like there's nothing for them to feel special about anymore. Maybe.
See, as a feminist, I would have said that's the hormones, but you can, if you want to say
that. The hormones from the birth, from the wedding?
The birth. It's, oh, you were saying wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying giving birth.
Oh, I don't want to be around anybody after I give birth. For a long time.
So a lot of people get depressed after a wedding?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it's all the, oh, because I'd, all I'd the be hoopla so is done.
Like all the leading up, all the planning, all the this, all the that, then the wedding happens and then it's just life.
So one of the questions I think I put in here, but I'll just ask you now, and you know, I want to hear what the boys say about this too, about them, but like, what do you think is the best part about having you as like someone to live with? Let's just say like a roommate or something, and then the worst part, because I'm just thinking about as a husband, I will, when it comes to a wedding, I will be the worst. I will just
Why?
Be useless because I don't want any part of it. I don't want to do any.
That's a dream.
That's what they make you think. And then when it starts coming around and you're going, yeah, I'm not doing anything. Trust me, it's a problem.
That's a dream to me.
I don't know, Yamie.
All right. The best part of living with me is I'm very neat.
Yes.
I'm very neat.
Yes, you are. You're incredible.
The worst part of living with me is that I'm very neat. So I get annoyed when there's a lot of accumulation of things and you're not picking up your things.
So I had best part of living with me, my OCD, worst part of living with me, my OCD. Yeah. Because it's like, I'm super like neat, quiet, I'm this, but the worst part of living with me, there's a lot of stuff, but the stuff that comes to mind is I breathe very weird at times, but also like walking around my apartment.
What do you mean you breathe weird?
Like I just notice like when I'm dating someone, they're like, are you okay? Because a lot of times I'm just like, like, you know, I just like do weird shit, but also like constantly blurting stuff out, like where I just don't even know like what I'm saying.
Is this because you're alone so much?
Probably, but then when I'm dating someone, I do it the same. Like, and it never is like oh, I need
like
to take out the
garbage.
Like, just
one of your thoughts will just come out loud?
Or it'll just be like, nah, 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 nah. Like, you know, like, I just am constantly, like, getting things out. And
yeah.
Then, like, somebody I'm dating will be like, what was that? I'm like, what? And I don't know what they're talking about. But it's, I don't control it, you know what I mean? So I think sometimes, like, someone will be sleeping and I'll just be like, like, you know, and just like do weird shit.
I would have said the hardest part of living with you is that you have to adhere to your hours.
No, but no one does.
Yeah, but listen, if you aren't getting up till like 11 or 10, I'm not going to be like my normal self, like, doing my things around
the
house.
Well, now we know the worst part of dating you and living with you. You walk around going like this all the time.
That's actually Cutter. He makes the most noise. But do you know what I mean? Like having to feel like I have to be quiet for you. That would suck.
Your house is big enough to where you don't got to be quiet for no one, sister. Like, let's be real. What do you like? If I'm like, hey, I'm staying in the bed. You have fucking the world.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
But what if I need to go into my room for something?
I'm a heavy sleeper. I've never ever been dating somebody and been like, hey, can you be quiet or can you? I'm not that dude. Like, I sleep through
anything.
Do you
wake up earlier when you're dating someone because you're like more excited
no.
and more pep in your
if
step?
If anything, I sleep later because I'm miserable. No. I'm very unexcited to wake up when I'm dating somebody because I know I'm going to have to shit in minutes time. And
you know,
I have to do that around them, and it really just—it's so hard. I've never come to grips with having to shit around someone
I'm dating. I've never met anybody whose life revolves around when they poop.
Your husband, but he just tells me instead of you.
Oh, well, thank God.
Yeah, he's constantly texting.
He knows
better. He's like, "Oh my God!" After we ate Zika the other night, he's like, "I had to take a night shit." He's like, "This is ridiculous." Yeah, it was like a whole thing. Yeah. Shout out to Zeke, I guess. I don't know. But he's like, does this give
Zeke's
you gas?
Zeke's ruining everyone's lives
lately. He's like, does Zeke give you gas?
Everything gives him gas.
That's what
oh
I said
God.
To him. I was like, dude, every dinner we
Everything.
Leave, we're like, does that give you gas? I'm like, it's you.
Everything gives him gas and heartburn.
Yeah. He's,
so, you know,
he's figuring it out.
Yeah. Every time anybody brings you up or I bring you up, they're always saying, is he dating? Are you?
No.
You're not dating at all.
No. I went back to New York. I was like talking to someone. I'm just like, I'm not. It has to be so like perfect for me to get excited for dating where it's like someone who doesn't drink, someone who, cause like what happens is I'll be for like a week or two. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. And then like, I'll get like, all right, I want to. So I match with somebody or like I meet somebody, I start talking to them. And then shortly I'm like, oh yeah. Like somebody's like, I can't be around somebody who falls into their own traps laid by themselves constantly where they're like, I don't know why I don't feel good all the time, or I'm tired all the time. And it's like, you eat McDonald's 5 days a week. What the fuck are you talking? Every time, like, you're eating chicken fingers for breakfast. Like, I can't be around that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
Because I watch you cause yourself constant.
Right.
Like, I was dating a girl who was literally like, I don't know why I'm tired all the time. And she would scroll TikTok for hours before bed and fall asleep literally with, like, her phone on her chest. And I'm like, this is just so unattractive. Like, I'm like, I can't. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just see there's a lot of things where I'm like, I'm sorry. By the way, I'm attracted to somebody who goes, I can't fucking get off TikTok. Like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, you get it. Like, you know what's going on. You know it's a problem. Where somebody else is like, I don't know why this thing is happening. I don't know why I'm not. And then it's like, well, I've known you for 2 weeks. I could tell you exactly why these problems are. So there's that. There's also the sober thing. Like, I just can't. You know what happens a lot is like, a first date tends to be something where somebody's uncomfortable and they will drink. So a lot of times I've gone on dates where somebody's like, I don't drink. Or like, you know, I have one glass of whatever. And then we go on a date and they're like three drinks in and they're getting sloppy. And I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like, I want to go home. So then what happens is I go home. I don't date for a month because I'm like, that
you're turned happened. Off.
I didn't like it. But yeah, it's really hard. Like the last person I dated was like, we matched up on so much stuff, which was, she was like, I have no social media. I was like, oh my God, me too. She's like, I love to cook and eat healthy. And then we like matched on all this stuff. So
yeah, well, that was the last time I heard you excited about someone.
Yeah. I was really excited and I was sad when it ended, which was rare for me.
It was rare for you too.
Yeah, usually it's a
fucking never see you sad.
Big
like,
party
eh,
when it ends.
Meh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, okay. Like I find the positive of
it
ending, but I was like, yeah, I just, you know, but I was moving here and I didn't feel comfortable having someone move their life for me.
I know.
So I just, thanks for bringing me down.
R.I.P.
Jeez, thanks for making me all sad.
R.I.P. Well, you want me to read a sweet and sour?
Yes, let's read a sweet and sour.
Well,
Wait, let's do, we got a memory lane. I got a memory lane for you before we do a sweet and sour.
Okay.
Sorry to put the brakes on that thing. I want to cheer us up a little. We'll do a little memory lane.
Wait, by the way.
Oh.
before we go, I'm sorry. Have to ask, how is OCD a benefit for the other person? I know it's going to be an asset for you.
Because I'm like very clean and organized and I'm not like there's no, It's not like my, like Jamie was saying, my laundry is never laid all over the floor. My stuff is very like there's a lot of girls who I've heard dating my friends and they're like, yeah, it's like being a mom. Like you don't have to mom me.
Fair enough.
I think it's a benefit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
This photo is genius. Yeah. Tom and Christina blend so well as Tony and Carmela. It's also their initials. Hello, TNC.
Oh shit!
Is that what's like this? Oddly, is like you know, like a weird we're alternate reality yeah. where we're like their little children.
We're their little children. I think Tom's like 6 months older than me. We're their little children.
Tom's younger than me.
I don't know. How old is Tom? 45?
He's like 40, let me look, 43, 42, 44.
Like his my age.
I don't know.
Well, so this is this is the iconic early days Sopranos family photo on the front steps of the house. I mean, we're 16 and 12 here. We're like, so we're 17 and 13. We're babies. And yeah. Tom and Christina's faces have been put on Tony and Carmela's bodies. And it's perfect.
It's fucking perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah? I reached out to Zolo. I'm like,
that should be our Christmas
this?
Card this year from Not Today, Pal.
Yeah, we should. 100%.
Thanks for listening.
I'm like, Zolo, can we put this together? So thanks to boys in the back for yeah,
beautifully done. Even like
up.
The skin tone matches. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you looked at it for a good second and a half before you realized it was not.
I did.
And so yeah, this was in front of the Sopranos house. This was like probably the most famous picture of us that people made us sign. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. Shit like that, like in articles and stuff they would use. But before we got here today, Zolo messaged me something and he's like, do you know about this statue? And I know nothing about it. So I was like, just tell us about it on the pod and let's see what it is. But apparently it's like a Tony Soprano statue.
So this meme's going viral right now. I keep seeing it. And yeah, was really interested to know if you guys even knew about this. There's a Tony Soprano statue in Lithuania.
Jamie, where's Lithuania?
Fuck you.
2 weeks in a row, baby.
Lithuania. We're so big in Lithuania. Who knew? Yeah,
we love our Lithuanian fans.
Yeah.
and we're
going
to take a 6 or 12 hour flight to come there one day.
Is that a life-size papier-mâché?
I think that's bigger than life-size.
Statue?
Yeah, I think it's much bigger. Here, let me.
And you're supposed to kiss it?
Well, let me pull it
I think
up.
You're supposed to kiss in front of it.
Vilnius? Lithuania.
Right, well that's in the southern part of Lithuania.
The southern part of Lithuania?
Yeah.
Right yeah. By the border. So it's there. Like enormous.
Whoa.
Holy
shit. It's like 30 feet tall.
We might have to go to Lithuania.
I'm
Jane.
Ready. 15 feet tall. I
and we
can
definitely
see it
do need passports to go. It's not like Pennsylvania, right? Where it's just like right here.
No, this is like this we is gotta, a long airplane.
Yeah.
I can't read that.
What
but.
Do we got? Yeah, none of us can see that. Can you read that?
It says, Lithuanian artist Donatas Jankauskas chose to create a mafia figure for Vilnius's Unexpected Spaces program in 2009. It was placed in front of the Theater, Music, and Film Museum, highlighted that the institution had been run by a single family for years.
Dude, I'm so stupid. For a second, I was like, why would they create a mafia guy for a space program? But then I realized it's Unexpected Spaces program is probably like some artist shit, I'm guessing.
Listen,
and now
I'm down
it is
for...
at the main train station in that town.
15-foot tall statue. Is that it's at the main train station?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm down for a field trip.
We go to Lithuania? Mm-hmm. That would be so crazy. Just to get a picture in front of there. We do a little
like
Not Today Pal
legs.
Meetup.
We can both yeah. just wrap ourselves around his calf.
And what's the whole thing? People are supposed to kiss in front of it?
Well, that was just a joke. I mean, it's a meme that's going around. People
meet me at the Tony Soprano.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love it.
People were, well, I was at your place. Was that Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And people were sending you all their Halloween costumes that they wore of Tony
yeah,
Soprano.
Yeah, so apparently, so a friend of mine, Zola, I'll send these to you. Our friend of mine, had a Sopranos-themed Halloween party, and their costumes were amazing. They were so creative. A lot of them, though, I will say I had to, like, ask more specifics about. I was confused.
And I knew the one you didn't know, which was Christopher when he's in the neck brace.
Yeah, but then they also had like a, they also had, he had like a bunny tail. I don't know what that means.
You know, it was something really funny. I forget if you showed me or somebody showed me like a Sopranos. It was like a trick or treat for like at a Sopranos Halloween party. They had for trick or treaters outside. You know, in the pumpkin when they put all the candy usually, they put sliced meat and it was gabagool. And the sign said one gabagool per child. That was fucking good.
Yeah, I'm sending you some photos. But they were great. There was an Artie Bucco. My friend's wife dressed up as Tony Sirico, and it was pretty epic. I'll send you the video of her getting dressed. But I love that. I mean, I think it's fun. That makes it fun to do like a theme party and everybody dress up. But nobody was dressed as you and I. Go figure, because...
It would just be dressed
boring.
Like kids.
Yeah.
We'd be dressed like Tom and
a Columbia sweatshirt.
They'd be dressed like Tom and Christina's little kids.
That's right.
That we are.
Are you a little Segura?
So here's, okay. You know how sometimes I have dumb questions instead of Googling them, I come here. But this is a dumb question, but it's not a Googleable one. But here's what I was wondering. And take a second before you think about how dumb it is. Just really. If you jerk off a man, who made the cum? If you jerk off a guy and he comes, who made the cum?
Well, who made him come?
Who made the cum?
Is this a riddle?
I wrote Christina and I was like, hey, I have this question, but I feel like YMH or someone has definitely done this. She wrote like the best thing ever. It made me laugh so hard. She goes, I don't know. This sounds pretty original. I was laughing so hard. But it was, yeah, because I'm saying... Like without you, without the woman being there, like if you tape a guy, if you strap, oh, maybe that's one we didn't approach. But if you strap a guy's arms and legs down to a bed, he can't make that cum. So it takes you to make that cum. And here's what I said, because most people would say the guy made the cum, right? But that would mean that the ingredients to a pizza make a pizza. No, the person who grabs the ingredients and makes it makes the pizza. So. If you make that guy come, did you just make the come?
Sure.
Guys, what do we think back there?
I mean, it's an age-old question. You know, what came first or who came first, penis or the hand? You just don't know.
Yeah, who came first? So I want to tell you, I want to read to you Christina's response because, so she wrote me at first, like, obviously just goofing on me and being like, we're like, oh, that's funny and blah, blah, blah. But then... She wrote
answered.
Back, yeah, then she was like, you know, I've been thinking more and more about ways. Hold on. Sure, I see what you're saying. If it's not the stimulator, there would be no cum if it wasn't for the stimulator. She goes, that's deep, bro. And then I was like, oh, should I do this? She goes, oh, that's original. So then, like, sometime later, she writes back, now thinking about your question, it would hinge, this is when I'm not smart enough to understand this. She goes, it would hinge on when a man produces the cum. Is it produced on demand or is it produced then stored for later? If it's the former, then indeed, one giving the hand job can cause the cum.
Thank you, Professor Christina.
Yes. Well, she's a brilliant philosopher. If it's the latter, then the hand job giver is merely the usher of the cum.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started asking me if I'm Buddhist, which I said, I might
deep.
Be. If my brain is thinking like this, does
That's
this mean
right.
I might be a Buddhist? Who made the
deep
cum?
Deep questions of life.
Yeah. That's
not one that's ever crossed my mind.
I don't know, guys. Because I would always think if it just comes out of me, I'd be like, yeah, I made that cum. But now I'm like, man, I'm not even in control of maybe making my own cum.
More things that you have time to think about that no one else does.
That's aren't you thankful you have friends?
I am.
You
have friends like that.
See, that's
like,
if you asked me to write
them.
Something about you on your dating profile, I would have weeks to think about.
That's right.
I would have
that's
nothing
right.
but time.
You would.
Yeah. We'd be brainstorming.
We would.
Jamie, sign us out.
Booth boys and all the mommies, piss on me, beat me.
You haven't said that in a while.
I haven't.
I wanted to hear it. We'll see you guys next week.